This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand Wednesday with Alex and Lucy and Ollie Merz.
Hey!
Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. First time to In Demand, Ollie.
I know. I'm very, very, very excited.
We've been waiting since the end of The X Factor for this moment.
Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a long time coming, sir.
And
all the greats have graced that chair.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All your predecessors, JLS all squeezed on one. Alexandra sat there. Leona's sat there.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Dinah Vickers.
Vickers has sat there.
Vickers
has sat there.
Yeah.
Who
Jedward.
Else?
Jedward.
Yeah, Jedward haven't.
No.
No.
That was can very quick.
No. Ollie, Friedman. No.
But Jedward can you imagine Friedman. Them on a live show, those two?
They would never end.
It would be car crash.
It would be chaos.
Carnage.
Carnage as well, yeah.
Just so you know, this is a tight trouser-free zone this evening. But Lucy might look
Damn
at
it.
Some point.
No, I won't. Oh. I had weeks of that for The X Factor, so it's fine.
Oh, God, did you see Chatty Man the other night?
I know, I've not seen it yet,
oh,
but I have
God.
Plussed
and
it.
And he kept calling it my pasty.
Oh, God. Okay. Is it veggie or meat?
So meat and potato.
You were in Simon's category, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Which means this time last year, were you about to film Judges Homes?
Yeah, we was. I just finished boot camp and I was waiting for the phone call to be told when we was going. And I remember just sitting there thinking, please just ring, I need to know. Because I had to let work know, obviously, that I was going to take a week off.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, God. But, yeah, this is basically where I was at this time. And I can't believe we're almost a week or two away from it starting all over again.
Do you have a little bit of jealousy of the other people who now have had to go and do it? Or are you kind of like, do you know what? I'm glad it's over and I'm doing pretty well for myself.
I'm going to be honest and say, I'm all going to be looking out for the guys and going, oh, there's not another one to compete against me.
Yeah.
There's only one me.
So many times, though. Not only did you get to go to Simon's house in fancy LA,
yeah,
you got to see Sunita wear those palm leaves.
Yes.
Hello.
But you didn't see when she turned round, she generally didn't have anything on. I thought she might have a pair of knickers she's underneath jealous. Or something, but it was like, oh, God.
I bet she's got
no
a really perfect bum,
but you know
though.
What? What's off camera you didn't see was actually Simon go, Sunita, what are you wearing?
Oh,
I was like, oh, no. Simon's chest was puffed out. He was like,
the moobs were out.
Yeah. Oh. Did you see the paper the other day?
Yeah, with his moobs.
Yeah.
And those and the trousers, they're still really high. Yeah.
So six of you go to judges' homes.
Yep.
Three of you get put through to the live finals.
Yep.
That flight back must be the most awkward
oh
flight
my God,
ever.
Yeah.
It is. Do you know what it really, really is? But I was actually sitting with one of the contestants, Tracy, on the way home, and we sat with each other there and back.
Oh, I liked her.
And she is just amazing. And I know she went for the auditions this year, so I'm not going to let you know how she got on.
Okay.
But she's amazing. She's a brilliant voice. And she was so nice on the plane. She said, she just sat there and said, you know what, Ollie? Out of everyone here, I'm so glad you got through because I think you're going to do really, really well and I think amazing. You deserve it. And I was like, oh, thanks, Trace.
Aww.
I was like, I don't know what to say, so I didn't know what to say. I was like, thanks. You didn't get through. Oh,
oh well, I did.
It was kind of weird. I didn't know how to be because I'm the worst person. I don't really know what to say. I just gave him a big hug and she was like, Ollie, you don't have to say anything. I'm just so happy for you and I'm going to keep going anyway. So she did.
Oh. This is your In Demand.
Now, you sat there so blasé during Hertz. Yeah. Just check my email. So there's an email here from...
Robbie.
I got more excited than you did.
Oh, no, it was. It was literally no joke. It was just an email to say thanks. I emailed him, I think it was today or yesterday, just saying congratulations on the wedding day. I saw a picture of them both together in the paper and I was just like, oh, they look amazing.
Mm.
And he just texts back saying, yeah, it's the best day of my life and I'm so happy. So, yeah, great. Wicked.
Aww, that's cute. She looked amazing though.
Oh, she is. And she's lovely. I met her a few times and she's just beautiful. Yeah, she is. And they sort of suit each other really well as well because whenever I've seen them, they're just like two peas in a pod. You know what I mean? They just get on really, really well. And
aww.
It's nice when you see love because... I haven't found anyone just yet.
Oh,
which leads
still
to
time.
The next question.
Yeah, romance, Ollie, come on.
Oh,
you
I'm
must,
single.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of ladies chasing you.
I am, but you know what? I'm single and I'm kind of really focused on what I'm doing at the moment. So it has gone on the back burner, but you always have them moments where you're sat alone in the hotel room where you're thinking, oh, do you know what? It'd be really nice to have someone in my life, you know?
Or you order a Domino's.
Got a beautiful manager.
I know, I have
corner.
Got a beautiful manager.
Sarah with her luscious blonde hair.
Charging her BlackBerry.
Yeah. But no, I do. I'd love to meet someone, but I've been told by management, you can't find anyone, you've got to work hard. You've got
They're
to work
the
hard.
Rules, aren't they? That seems to be the rules always in place.
It's like every time I go, oh, she's nice. Ouch. Oh, what are you doing? What about if I go and get a number? Ouch. Okay, what?
In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Lady Gaga, Alejandro, tonight on the show. Ollie Murs is looking for love.
I am.
This is like blind date.
Hey, baby.
My favourite one that's come in so far, Ollie, is from Amy Williams. She's not offering herself up. She's offering a cousin up.
Really?
My cousin absolutely loves you. She can be yours. She's like,
getting away. Get her away from me.
Oh, my God.
Nicole Louise Smith says, Ollie Murs is such a beaut. He's amazing. Just like you guys. That's nice.
Oh, I love that.
Brought it back to us,
cool.
though.
Did you send that, Alex?
No, it wasn't. Actually.
Oh, okay.
But there are quite a few ladies. Hazel McPherson, Emma Murphy. Any of these names take your fancy? Emma Lou Hardman. That's a genuine... Oh, in there as well. So yeah, the Facebook page has now gone mental.
Maybe I'll do like a reality show, like, you know, like that's that one, that's the sad
Love
one
Island.
That Jodie Marsh did. Do you remember that
one?
Like, I'm going to find someone and marry them. It's like, really? You can't just do that. But maybe I could meet a girlfriend. You know, I'm not going to that drastic and marry someone, but maybe I could do a reality spin-off show about me trying to find love.
Yeah.
In terms of just meeting girls and going on a date.
Unlike Jodie Marsh's, so more than 11 people would turn up at the audition.
This is true. You are doing an ITV2 show.
I went to the preliminary rounds and didn't get in.
What?
No, I'm joking.
don't say that. You will have gone right down on our estimation.
No, I didn't. I'm deadly serious. I didn't.
You have got an ITV2 show coming.
I have actually, yeah. It's really funny how we went into that. Quite cleverly.
It works.
I've got an hour spin-off show for my album actually launch around that time in November. And it's literally just to show people, pretty much like the JLS one last year, where just a transition from the X Factor to what you do now and what I've been getting up to, really. Because I don't think a lot of people ask the question, what have you been doing? Like, I haven't seen you. I mean, apart from really Soccer Aid, and if anyone came to the tour and, you know, people have been following me, then obviously they'll come and see me. But if you haven't been, then people don't really know. So, that's really, I'm really excited about it. And I do have a crew with me most of the time. But I've given them they just come and go when they please.
In Demand.
In Demand with McFly and Party Girl Wednesday night with Alex and Lucy. And it's time to bid farewell.
Oh man.
You've been one of my favourite guests of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't mean that.
We don't want you to go.
I've had a really good time.
Can you stay here?
Oh, it's Ollie Murs, by the way.
For the whole show. I'd have been here for the whole show. I would have.
Well, next time.
Yeah.
Can we take that as like
a good 3 hours?
You invited me back.
Stick it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like almost like cable guy. And he's like, what, we're really friends?
You can come back whenever you want.
I'll be calling you every day now.
Yay.
That's fine. Hey, I'm just calling you, saying you are.
Can I come back now? Yes.
Yeah. But no, obviously we've got the second single coming out soon. So obviously after this one's gone, I'll hopefully be back again for the second single. So.
And the album will be November?
Yep, album's out in November. I haven't got a confirmed date on that. Wikipedia need to change it because they keep saying it's September. But it's not. It's out in November. No title just yet.
Okay.
Life on Murs. I don't know.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Life in the Murs Lane.
Or Murs Attacks.
Murs Attacks.
Nice. Amazing.
Amazing. No, we haven't had an idea. We haven't had a real sort of that's come out and jumped at us yet. They were just ones I was joking around with. They're not going to be the actual
type.
No.
Do it, really?
But who knows? You just don't know. But yeah, I'm really excited about everything. And thank you guys so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure.
Come back soon. Yeah.
I will come back.
Ollie Murs!
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. The year of the gentleman is over. It's now the year of the beautiful monster. And Neo is here to usher in that year.
Hello.
Hello there.
So, you've been away.
Salutations. Yes, I've been away for a minute.
You're back with a brilliant new single.
Ah, thank you very much.
Which we are in love with. And the new album, Libra Scale.
Yes. Slated for release September 20th, I believe. Yeah.
And this, sir, is a concept album, we do believe, as well.
Yeah, a little different this time. I mean, Year of the Gentleman was a concept album, too, but this concept is a bit more, what's the best way to put this? It's a bit more science fiction-y, kind of, you know, it's a character album, you know, in that the songs on this album, I'm honestly not even singing as Neo on this album. I'm singing as a character and a story. So what it is I wrote a short story of the same name, Libra Scale, and my initial plan was to turn it into a movie. I wanted to do like a 45-minute kind of mini movie type deal and let the album be the soundtrack. There you go. Thank you. Why I couldn't find that word right then, I don't know. But
these things happen.
These things happen, yes. But what I learned is that movies cost a whole lot of money and take a whole lot of time. Yeah, mm-hmm. So Didn't get a chance to do that. What I did get a chance to do, though, is tell the story through the videos. So all the videos off of this album will have long-form versions of the videos. You know, they have the regular versions, which they show on, you know, your regular television stations. You might have to get online to get the long-form versions. But those are the ones that all tie into one another, thus telling the full story of Libra Scale.
Amazing. We've been on, and we've been onto your website, and we've seen the beautiful Monster long-form one, and also Champagne Life as well.
Yes, yes, yes. That's part two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, loving that. And you're obviously using your acting skills there as well.
I'm trying.
You're
my
good.
Acting skills and my screenplay writing skills. I think I did better on the actual writing of the dialogue as opposed to
It when you sat in the bar and you're just knocking back the liquor.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Beautiful Monster. That would be my perfect role, as long as it was
that
real liquor.
That was a painful scene. Oh, because mind you, it wasn't real liquor in the bottle. It was like this Coca-Cola and water concoction that they had made.
Ooh.
And mind you, there was a lot of takes, and I was literally drinking that stuff for a bunch. Imagine drinking a Coca-Cola with the ice that's melted in it, but like 3 million gallons of it. It was. Oh.
Now, the last time we had you on the show, I came to see you when you performed in Manchester at the MEN Arena. And actually, I think that was the night where you ended up having to cut the gig short because you were really ill.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, that night will forever live in for me.
Oh, but you're okay now, of course.
Yeah, I'm good now. That night, a lot of different just crap came at me behind that whole thing. Mm. You know, just people that weren't there and didn't understand what it was. I come from a school where the show must go on. I don't care if your leg falls off, okay? You hop around on stage and you finish the show. That's just what it is. For me to have to stand in front of those people that paid good money to come see me and me tell them that I could not sing another song, that broke my heart, literally. Mm. It broke my heart. So that's what that was. Yeah, I gotta give a shout out to the people in Manchester. They were very, very understanding. Uh-huh. And I actually got the opportunity to go back and, you know, redeem myself for that show. So Everything is all good.
This is your In Demand.
Neo, you're on the new album, on Libra Scale. Was any of the material ever originally written for Jacko? Because, I mean, we've read a lot of rumors about this and stuff.
No. I mean, there's definitely a lot of his influence on the songs that were written for this album. But no, none of them were written for him. No, all of those songs are in the vault, and I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with them.
Yeah, we heard that you'd sort of been talking about that. And Will.i.am has recently said that he doesn't think any of the material written for Michael Jackson before he died should ever be released. I mean, for you personally, obviously you're trying to make that decision at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you think that if the stuff's really good and Michael sounds great on it, that he should, you know, it should be as a legacy to his fans?
I'm kind of torn because, you know, if you leave it as is right now, you know, I mean, whether or not they bring out some new stuff or whether or not they leave it as is, he's still the greatest entertainer to ever, you know, step foot on the face of the planet. That's never going to go away. But, you know, it's kind of that whole thing of leaving the good. You know, it's like when they try to do a remake of a movie that was incredible and then the remake sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that I think that the music would suck, but it's definitely going to be, you know, you want your last memory of Mike to be the great stuff that came from Mike, not the stuff that he was working on that he didn't exactly get to finish and put the finishing touches on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of understand where Will.i.am is coming from with that.
Yeah, definitely. We have to admit, though, we do think Beautiful Monster has got a Jacko vibe to it, and we reckon he'd have loved that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the video, my God, he'd have gone mad for
it. Oh, God, yeah.
Appreciate that.
How do you do that to her eyes?
Neo, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah.
Absolute. Thank you.
Good luck with the album, and we will see you again very, very soon, hopefully. Neo, thank you.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Those boys were live on the show last week. It's McFly and Party Girl. Tonight we welcome Danny and Glenn from The Script to the show.
Hey, what a band. Oh, super. Amazing. Best band.
Ever. Hi.
Hello, sorry, a bit of self-promotion.
Are you well?
Yeah, we're actually really good, yeah.
Yeah?
You guys had a good time. You know, we've been on a promo trail all day, and this is about happy hour now.
Happy hour.
We're having a good time.
This is the culmination of your day.
Yes, it is.
Thanks very much for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
We're missing one, though.
We are. We're missing Mark. For those of you that don't know, Mark is having a baby. Well, his wife is having a baby.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it is a miracle. It's the man. It's the man with the baby.
The man with the baby.
The pregnant man. No, but he's expecting a child any moment. Not literally this second, but hopefully over the next week or 2 weeks.
He's on baby watch.
So he's looking after his wife. Yeah, like a good husband should.
Yes, yes.
Oh, bless him.
Do they know what it's going to be yet?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to jinx it by kind of telling everybody
else.
I have been told.
You've been privy to that information.
Yes, yes. I've been suggesting names.
Privy to the new stuff.
Yeah, man.
Aww. Are you going to buy a nice little present for him?
Yes, of course, yes. Aww. We'd have to do that, as good band members do.
Well, for those of you that don't know, it actually happened on our first album as well. It was literally the week of release. Mark was, as he was saying, he was having a baby and dropping an album. Which I suppose is better than dropping a baby and having an album.
It's
the other way, you know. Yeah. But he's I guess it's an omen. Every time that's the script good, are going to release
yeah,
an album.
Yeah, he's just going to try and have a baby every time. Uh-huh. So
aiming for another number one, of course.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a change in tone with this album, or are we expecting similar kind of work?
I think you're going to get exactly the same. You know, only for we're very confident in who we are. This past 2 years has really helped us grow, definitely as a live band. So we haven't come back with anything new. We're not changing the sound. You know, we know what we are. We're very comfortable with that. And I guess it's just a culmination of 2 years. We've been matured a little bit more. We've raised the level of the guitars up a little bit more, so there's a bit more distortion on the guitar. So, but it's still us. You know, still talking about stuff that people in their mid-20s are going through, you know?
This is your In Demand.
You can download it from the 5th of September. It's brand new for the script. It's called For the First Time. And we've got Danny and Glenn from the band on the show tonight. Everyone okay?
All good.
Really good, yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the video for the first time. We've not seen it yet, have we?
No, we haven't even seen it yet.
No.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. We've got a really, really great treat in store. You kind of like the story that I was telling you.
Yeah.
Well, we're after shooting a 6-minute short movie. And it's got a really big actress in it too. I can't tell you who it is.
Oh.
It's going to be very, very big news when we announce it. But we've just shot a 6-minute story to illustrate how times are hard, but how you can actually find each other in these hard times. And it's going to be like we've already shot a performance to the video, but it's almost like our video will be the title theme to the video, to the movie.
Yeah.
So we're going to have little excerpts from that throughout the performance video. So it's going to look like we got the title track to a new movie.
Little mini movie.
But the
movie
will be a 6-minute short that we shot ourselves.
Is she American?
Nope, she's not American.
She's British?
Nope, no. Not British.
Australian.
That's all I'm giving you.
Is she Irish?
That's all I'm giving you.
We can't answer. We'll be shot.
Australian. Oh man, I can't think.
It's Nicole?
Nicole Kidman? Kate Blanchett?
It's Nicole's cousin.
Nicole's cousin.
The one from The Ring.
Oh, Naomi Watts.
Yeah, I like her.
I'm not saying nothing. You're not getting diddly out of me.
Dick.
We didn't say Spanish. It could be Penelope Cruz.
So which, you know, Glenn met backstage at the David Letterman show.
Did bump into Penelope. Yeah, I have to. And let me tell you, she looks really, really good. Much better in person even. You know the way you meet some stars and they don't look as good as they do on
like
screen?
Us. Yeah.
She looks even better.
I mean, great face for radio.
Yeah, that's our story. But she just came out of the lift and of course I had one of those real Forrest Gump Irish moments where I was like, hola, come estas, I said to her. And she just started laughing. I said, how you doing? And then she said hello and then walked on. The boys came out and I said, I just met Penelope Cruz, lad. So yeah, it was a funny moment.
So when do we get to see the video then?
Yeah.
The video is going to be air a week before release. So it's going to be out, I guess, 7 days before the 5th of September.
So end of August then?
Yeah, 27th or... Yeah, my mathematics. That's why I'm a lead singer. My maths is terrible.
I look forward to it.
This is your In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Kylie. All the Lovers got music on the way after 8 o'clock tonight from B.O.B. with Hayley Williams, Kesha, and the awesome song from Travie McCoy as well tonight. Glenn and Danny from The Script are here. Hello.
Oi, oi.
Hello.
Going to take some questions from facebook.com/AlexandLucy and twitter.com/AlexandLucy tonight as well. I'll let Lucy take the reins here.
Okay, so we've got a really good question here from Anthony. Who's your guilty pleasure in the music industry?
Oh, guilty pleasure.
Is there something on your iPod that you have on there that you don't necessarily tell everyone about, listen to in your spare time?
Celine Dion?
That's a tough one, actually. I listen to a lot of classical music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it sends me off to bed.
Bit of Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, a little bit of Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of Mahler, yeah.
Nutcracker Suite was really good. No, but I used to listen to it. It used to be like a sedative, so I'd listen to it as I went to bed. And I went to go check out the National Symphony Orchestra in Ireland as a lunchtime kind of performance, because I like to arrange strings on the album and stuff.
Yeah.
So I went down, literally in the first 10 minutes I was asleep. No, I swear to you, because it was just like, I was sitting there going, oh, I remember this. And I just fell off because I'd been using it as a way to get to sleep every night.
What was Katie's question? Katie's currently outside In Demand. She's a massive fan. She's waving
Katie.
Right now.
Katie wanted to know, Glenn, what your worst habit is.
My worst habit is... Yeah. I have to ask Danny to help me. You probably know what it is better than I do, Dan, because we're together all the time.
Oh, his worst habit? Worst habit is how in time he is every night. Because he just makes a show of the rest of us because we're not really that much in time. But he, being the drummer, is always really, really consistently in. So it's nice. Like, yeah, that and he talks a lot.
That's about
it. No, not too much. Just a lot. Yeah, we all kind of talk a lot, but that's kind of it. Well, if that's annoying as it gets, then when do you want to be in a band?
When I have a sore head on a Sunday morning, I talk a little bit more than a lot, don't I?
Yeah, definitely. When he's hungover, he would talk a lot.
Just when you're hungover?
Just to hide the fact that he's hungover.
I think it's because I'm consciously aware that, okay, I'm really feeling bad. And
covering your tracks.
I want to hide it, so then I tend to overdo it and everyone's coming.
He does tend to overdo it, and that's how you know he's a hungover.
Shut up, will you?
Hey, full of the joys of spring.
That's the only time I'm quiet.
You know, I
seem to come alive. I've got the fear. When I have a hungover, I've got the fear. I'm like, don't leave me.
No, I come alive. It's mad.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for my life.
We're a paradox in a band. That's what we are.
Ewan Holmes wants to know, have you ever done anything illegal or naughty?
Like what?
Stolen.
I'm not
going to say what it is, but yeah. Hotel window.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Of course. Yeah.
Copper's listening.
We'll leave that there.
They nail them down now, though, don't they?
They do. And they actually.
They know you're coming.
They have the windows. You can only open them a little bit of the way, so you can't get it out.
Fire hazard.
I'm not gonna
lie.
You
get it in your hands, you try and open the window, and it opens 5 inches.
That's right.
You can't get a telly out of that.
And the tellies are screwed down. I did eye a telly up in Germany one time and it wasn't coming off that yoke, so it's true.
It's just the Germans.
German efficiency, huh?
Yes.
/ Alex and Lucy, write your question for the script. There's more on the way.
This is your In Demand.
In Demand Tuesday with Alex and Lucy and Glenn and Danny from The Script. Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
We need another round of applause.
Hey! What a band.
So
amazing. Oh, my God, they're so good.
Katie O'Brien has sent us a Facebook message saying, please come back to Ireland soon, we miss you.
Katie O'Brien, that's a very Irish name.
Irish
sounds like
name.
A pub, doesn't it?
Yeah. Katie O'Brien.
The Ballad of Katie O'Brien.
Niamh Kavanagh as well, that's very Irish.
Yeah, that is very Niamh Kavanagh.
They're both asking the same question, when are you going to be going back to Ireland to do another gig? They say that they missed you and they're cracking up without you.
Well, we're doing an album launch. We're actually launching it from Guinness's Brewery. It's going to be the first concert ever in Guinness's Brewery. Yeah.
Is there a reason why you've chosen Guinness's Brewery?
Glenn is the reason.
Because Glenn has single-handedly brought up the shares of Guinness over the past 5 years.
I have, yeah.
Has Bono not even performed there?
No, as far as I know, this is the first
He's
gig.
Not going to like that.
Well, to be honest...
We have to find it first and do it first.
We wrote the first album in the shadow of the Guinness factory. That's where our recording studio is. So we always tell the story that Mark, who grew up right beside the brewery, for his first 6 years I knew him, I thought he was an alcoholic. Because all of his clothes were hung out to dry. But he smells like Guinness. All his clothes and all his family's clothes always smell like hops and barley.
Yeah.
It could be worse. You could smell of other stuff.
He could, that's true.
Now we've devised a quick fire question and answer session for you both.
Fantastic. We love these. These are great games.
Really?
Is it just for the both of us to scream out whatever? Or
well, no. I'm going to do you, Danny.
Okay.
And Lucy will take control of
that. Easy.
Steady on. We've only made each other twice. So, Danny, leather jackets or jeans?
Oh, leather jackets.
Yeah? Okay. Kelly Brook or Cheryl Cole?
Ooh, that's a good one. Kelly Brook.
Yeah? Do you not like Princess Cheryl?
Alex, they're one-word answers. Stop it. Okay. Carry on.
Night in or night out?
Night in.
Okay.
Nice.
With Kelly Brook.
With Kelly Brook. Cheryl Cole can watch.
Night out with Kelly Cole. Kelly Cole?
I've Kelly Cole. Already mixed married, together.
You know, you've just devised the perfect woman.
Kelly Cole.
Kelly Cole.
Boyzone or Westlife?
I know Brian McFadden, so it's hard to say. Just screaming into the lead by about an inch would be Brian McFadden, Westlife probably.
Okay, because My Love as well is one of the greatest songs ever. Just had to get that in there. Corrie or EastEnders?
EastEnders.
I go for Corrie, just because we've been played in the background on it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good reason there.
This is I Demand. You pick the tunes on In Demand.
Before we let Glenn and Danny from The Script disappear into the Tuesday night, we'll say thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you so much
for having us down. You guys have backed us from the very beginning, so it's always a pleasure to come back.
And thank you for all the tips on where to go tonight. I really appreciate it.
We tried to help.
Just keep your eye on the paper tomorrow and you'll see me in the news. You'll let we sent
maybe I'll get famous and you see me in the news.
Nice. Glenn, Danny, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, what a band. Such nice guys.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.